Shalom Aleichem. We're going to learn today the Sicha in Chelek Yud Beis on Parshas Bahar. This Sicha you might be able to title a very lumdish Sicha. It's primarily being Mevar Machlekes HaRishonim concerning the Issur of Ribis, Mechila B'Ribis. It's a phenomenal Sicha, very lumdish Sicha, but at the same time it is also very practical. And at the end, it even brings a hira and chassidus navedas Hashem. So this is the sicha in Parshas Bahar, Chelek Yud Beis, Bahar Beis. Kasuv b'parsenu, it says in our parsha, v'chiyomu chachicha goyma, that when your brother Nebuch is in need, so you have an obligation to help him, give him loans. Ger v'soyshav, no matter who he is, if it's a chicha, or ger, or a toshav, v'chai imach, and you do whatever you could do to sustain him, to help him. And you gave him a loan, it says, the Torah, al tikach me'itoi neshech v'tarbis. Even though it's very important and it's a big mitzvah to give loans, you're not allowed to, it's prohibited to give neshech v'tarbis. Those are, in simple words, that's what we call interest. There are different forms of interest, and the reason why it's called neshech or tarbis, because neshech means it stings. And sometimes a person in need needs money, and as we'll soon see, he will go above and beyond his means to get the money. And even in this situation, he's gonna allow himself to be stung by your request, by your demands to be able to help him. And the Torah says you're not allowed to take interest because that will sting him. Well, Pirshu Chazal b'Gemara. So the Gemara says, Shema Shenemar, Al Tikach Me'itoi Neshech V'Tarbis. Even though we mentioned in the Torah, we mentioned in this Pasuk, Achicha, that's when you're giving a Yida loan, a Geir, a Toshav, and you're not allowed to take interest. So the Gemara explains, hold on, says the Gemara, the prohibition of not taking Neshech V'Tarbis, the prohibition of not taking interest, Koi Rak Al Achicha. It's only a fellow Jew, for your brother, your Jew, you're not allowed to take interest. But v'loy al ger v'toyshev, when you're dealing with ger or toyshev, then this prohibition does not apply. And the proof for that is, says the Rebbe in the brackets, shalachein nemar al tikach me'itoy b'loshin yachid. This is the reason why it says the words, don't take from him. Him singular, even though the Torah did bring other different types of people, achicha, ger, v'toyshav, yet when the prohibition of interest, it says singular, v'loy al tikach me'itam b'loshin rabim, because this part of the prohibition only applies on achicha, on your brother. You're not allowed to charge him interest. Uma shenemar ger v'toyshav. What is the Torah? Why does the Torah include the words Geir V'Toshav? Hurak le'inyan v'chai imach. That's only concerning the point of sustaining him, helping him if he's in need. So even a Geir V'Toshav atem mitzuva lach yosei, you have to help him. Avaloi le'inyan al tikach mi'ite ineshech v'tarbis. However, the prohibition of when you help him, not to charge him interest, that does not apply in a ger v'toshav. That only applies on the yid. The kasav Rambam, the Rambam says that there is a third category. Ha'akum v'ger toshav, either a goy or a ger toshav, lovin mehem umelavin oisam beribis. You are allowed to, you take loans from them, if you're in need, and you're allowed to give them loans, and you're allowed to charge them interest. However, la'achicha asur. However, your brother, you're not allowed to charge interest. Ulishara olam mutar. Anybody else, it's permitted to charge interest. Umitzvah sasei la'hashich la'akum. And the Rambam says, you're allowed to charge, it's mutar to charge shara elam, but mitzvahs asay lahashich la'akum. When it comes to a goy, not only you're allowed to, it's actually a mitzvah to charge him. Shenemar, lenachri sashich, Mipiyah Shmuel lamdu shehuzu mitzvah saseh. If you read the pasuk, it comes out that the gabi, the charging an interest, charging a guy interest is actually lenachri tashrich, it is a mitzvah saseh. Hainu says the Rebbe, let's categorize this. Sheyeshnam gimul dinim b'halvah b'ribis. When you're dealing with charging interest while giving a loan, there are three levels. There are three categories. Yisrael, if you're giving a Jew a loan, asur l'alvayse b'ribis. You're not allowed to. It's prohibited. Ger toishav, if you're giving him a loan, which you should, because the v'chaya chicha does apply there. So to help him, you should. But if you're giving him a loan, may you charge him interest? Over there, it's mutar l'alvayse b'ribis. You're allowed to charge him interest. Akum, if it's a guy, not only you could give a guy a loan and you could charge him interest, it's actually mitzvah lakachas mimenu ribis. It's actually a mitzvah to charge a guy interest for the loan you're giving him. Vine says the Rebbe, let's understand this. Ma lechayra, charging interest, we just said, is a sting. In other words, you're taking something away from somebody else that he's not really willing to give on his free will. He's not throwing money in the garbage. Elamai, he's forced into the situation. L'cha'ira, just like you're not allowed to steal from a guy, because gzeila sakum is usher, isn't this a form of gzeila? And why would the Torah say it's actually a mitzvah to charge interest from a guy? Says the Rebbe, v'hine, masha hetira ha'Torah, l'kachas ribus ma'akum. This that the Torah allows one to take interest from a guy, umi ger toishav, and even from a ger toishav, you're allowed to take interest, but it's not necessarily a mitzvah. Af, even though she'asur ligzol a lignav kolshu, even though to steal from them, either in the form of gzeila or geneva, the smallest amount, din Torah. Bein mi Yisrael, bein menachri. It's prohibited, min haTorah, not to steal the smallest amount from a yid, or lahavdil, you're not allowed to even steal from a guy. So why is this not considered a form of stealing? V'gam, and also, asur midai raisa, it's prohibited, min haTorah, l'ramei says b'nei adam, to trick somebody in business, b'mekach u'memkar, to trick him in business that he gives you too much, he loses too much money. You're not allowed to do trickery in business, even by a guy too. It's a form of geneva. Ve'echad akum, ve'echad Yisrael, shavu b'davizah. Concerning this halacha of tricking and getting more money out of a person, doesn't make a difference who he is, Jew or non-Jew, lahavdil. You're not allowed to do it. So in what way is charging interest different? Explains the Rebbe, muvenhu. It's very simple, the difference between tricking somebody into it, or stealing from somebody, or charging him interest. Kishani ribis migezel vaino. Because charging interest is different than stealing or tricking him, charging him a crazy price. Okay, the Issa b'Gemara, as the Gemara itself says, Shegam b'Yisrael lo matzino lemela fe iser l'kichas ribis me iser gezel vaino. Even by a yid, the Torah had to spell it out very, very exact. You're not allowed to steal from a yid. You're not allowed to trick a yid in business. And you're not allowed to charge interest. Because charging interest is not exactly like stealing. You wouldn't know if the Torah would only say not to steal, you would think maybe charging interest is allowed. Why? And this is even by a yid. Ki ma lahanach, because these two, Gezel and Aino, tricking in business and stealing in business, Shekein Shalei Medas. That's all done not willingly. The person is being tricked into paying more. The person is being robbed from. Aino Layadi Bey. That by the trickery, the person didn't realize, didn't know that he's getting tricked. And Gezel, and by robbery, Al Karche Shakel. You took it by force. However, Toimar Beribis, however, when a person is being charged interest is different. You don't want to give me the interest, I won't give you the loan. So it's your consent. You agreed to give the interest. It's with your consent that you agreed to give it. Why would I consider it stealing? You agreed. So therefore, if you negotiate a deal alone with a guy and he agrees to pay X amount of ribis interest, it's not stealing. And that's why it's allowed. And by a guy, it's actually a mitzvah. And since charging interest, we just discussed, is different than stealing or tricking, as mentioned before, because taking money, in this case by interest, is with the consent of the leiva. Therefore, that's why it makes sense why the Torah did not prohibit a yid to charge ribis, a yid to charge interest, which is hakala migezel vayno, which seems to be less of a problem than robbery or trickery. Ela me'achicha, the Torah only prohibited to charge a yid interest. Avaloi me'akum, but there is no prohibition against charging a goy interest. It's actually a mitzvah. Or ge'er toishav, where it's not a mitzvah, but you're allowed to. Amnam, however, says the Rebbe, I understand why that's no geneva. I understand because he agreed. There is no geneva attached to it. But fort, there's a sting. Zesh, amnam, zesh, yesh ga mitzvah saseh, lahashich la'akum, this that we say, that not only you're allowed to, it's actually a mitzvah to do so, tzarech bir, that I have to understand. Even though the loiva, the one taking the loan, understood and signed that he's willing to pay the interest, and it's his free will, how does that help me? The Torah itself titles this act as a sting. In other words, he's signing out of force. He's out of being desperate, he signs for this loan. Vesof, think about it. Ultimately, yesh bekulam, there is in each one of these, in gezel, in ayno, in ribis, in all three of them, even in ribis, there is chisare mamin. There is taking away money, shemechzer es chavere. He's taking away money from the friend that maybe you don't deserve. It's not you gave him something for that. V'im kein, and if so, ma'u atam shenetz tavinu, why is it that there is actually a mitzvah, l'chaser m'moyne shala'akum, that you're allowed to make a goy lose money, meaning charge him interest, that he has to dish out money from his pocket, al yidei neshech, in the form of a sting, in the form of giving ribis. Says the Rebbe Halacha Beis, to understand this, we have to look back on how we bechlau look at ribis. As we just mentioned, from one hand, ribis is something that he agreed to give. He's not being forced into it. From the other hand, he's doing it because of his stress, and he's giving more money than he really needs. He's investing here. So how do you look at the crime of ribis? The Yuvans are to understand this, but we will understand it by Hakdim Bir, Plukta Sapoiskim. First, we will explain the Machleika Sapoiskim in Moyela Mechila Beribis. If a person could be Moichel giving ribis. Now, what does it mean being Moichel giving ribis? There are two levels. We just established that every time a loiva signs or agrees to give interest, he's saying, I know it's hard on me. You're not robbing it from me. You're not tricking me. I know what I'm getting into, and I'm willing to do it. That's one level of Mechila Beribis. The next level of Mechila Beribis, what happens if he gave it already? He gave him the loan back. He paid him back the loan, and he already paid him the interest. And now the Malva is considering to give it back to him. And could the loiva say, nah, you were nice to me, keep the interest? Is to be moichel the ribis, would that be wrong? And listen to what the poiskim argue here. Das ha-goinim, the opinion of the goinim is, Even if the loan was paid already, and the full debt was paid, including the interest. So the loiver is standing, the malva has already the $100 interest on the loan. Ein mechilas haloiver moyeles, lifter es hamalva ma'achzir haloiver. The fact that the loiver gave it to him willingly, and the loiver says you could keep it, I forgive you for it, on it, it doesn't stop the obligation of the malva to have to give it back. Because you did something that you should have not done. It's prohibited in Torah. You have to give it back. Despite the fact that the loiver knew about it in the beginning, what he's getting into, and despite the fact that the loiver already gave it to you, he paid, take it, not gegesund aid. Still, the malva was wrong, and no mechila helps your obligation of not taking ribbis. Batam lazeh. And the reason for this is because at no point mechila is sufficient to overrule the prohibition of taking ribbis. Because mechila starts right at the negotiation of the loan. Right at the negotiation of the loan where the loiva sees that for him to get his $1,000 loan, he will have to pay interest $100, and he says, yeah, I'm willing to do it. By definition, it's mechila. And despite all that, the Torah says, even if the loiver knows the risk that he's getting into, you're not allowed to do that. So what's the difference about if the mechila is in the actual loan transaction or if it was already paid? Every loan of interest is mechila, and still the Torah prohibits it. So the Gaonim say, Vatam, kol ribis sheba'ilam mechili. Every time a loan is being given with interest, by definition, interest means that the party, the loiva, forgives him. He says, I know I take 1,000. I know I'm gonna have to give you 1,100, but I forgive you. I'm willing to give it to you. Avol ha-Torah, yet the Torah loimachla. Torah says, it's not your decision to be able to allow yourself to give that extra 100. For Astra Mechila Zun, the Torah says this Mechila is not allowed. Lefichach Eina Mechila Me'elos Beribis, therefore, forgiving, I'm willing to give it to you, never helps in interest. Even if it was given already. Avol Dasa Rush, however, the second opinion, the opinion of the Rush, which the opinion of the Rush is Nifsika Halacha Betur V'Shulchan Aruch, that is the opinion that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, they say like this. She'ein mechila me'elis lahatir es lekichas haribis me'ikara. The loiva cannot negotiate a deal, a loan, saying, I will give you interest. That's not allowed. That's not allowed. Why is that not allowed? Kichol ribis sheba'ilam mechilihi. Because by definition, any loan with interest means somebody is bending, somebody's willing to go above and beyond, and yet, HaTorah Asra Mechila Zu. The Torah says you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to forgive your extra $100. But that's only the loan as it's being negotiated, as it's being being done as a deal. Avolim Kvar Lokach Mimenu Ribis. If, however, it's already post the fact, the loan took place, he paid him back the loan, and he gave him the interest, all that was done bad, but it was already... His extra $100 is already backed by the malva, according to the Rosh, Avol im kvar lakach mimenu ridis, v'tzarich lachziro lo, and now halachically, the malva has to give it back, because he took ribbis that he's not allowed. There will be an exception that sometimes the malva doesn't have to give it back. May elas mechila lepatroi. The loiva, if the loiva says, you know what, I gave it to you, give you, we did something wrong, keep that money. According to the Rosh, and as it's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, then the malver could keep it, k'moy b'chol gezel, just like any robbery. If somebody comes along and steals something, obviously, v'heshivas egzeil v'ashe gezel, he has to give it back. But what's the din if he wants to give it back, And the nigzal, the person who it was stolen from, say, you know, I don't need it. I don't need it. Keep what you took. If you don't want your bike back, if you don't want the gzela back, of course the goslin did a wrong. The goslin did something wrong when he stole. But the second part of the mitzvah of giving it back, he doesn't have to when I forgive you. The same is in the case where it's post-fact, where you already have the ribbis, you did something wrong by charging ribbis. If you already have the ribbis, if the loiva forgives him, you're allowed to keep it. So there's machlokes between the ga'anim and the rush. The ga'anim says, you're not allowed to keep it even if the loiva forgives him post-paying of the interest. The Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to. V'hinei, says the Rebbe, taimam shela go'enim she'em echilum e'elas klau beribis. The reason why the first opinion, the opinion of the go'enim, is that mechila never helps. Why do they hold mechila never helps? Because gam la'achrei shenos na'loiva midayta la'malva, even though the loiva gave it to him free willing, with his consent, still he can't forgive it. Even though obviously there's two separate categories, there's two separate stages, because this chiddush that it was done by his consent has two levels there. The fact that the Torah disallows which mechila, which consent, does the Torah not allow? The Torah does not allow the consent to charge, to agree, to give ribis. If it was already given, if there's no mention in the Torah that now you can't tell him, okay, keep it. So why would the Ga'anim say that even then he can't keep it, he can't be Meichel? Says the Rebbe in the brackets. Av shechidashes ha-Torah le-Machla v'asra mechila zu, even though this point that the Torah did not allow you to forgive. That's only that the loiva cannot negotiate a loan where he will give interest. If he already gave it and he already did something wrong, it doesn't say anywhere, once it's already in the malva's reshus, that you can't allow him to keep it. That mechila doesn't work. So why would the Ga'anim take a hold that even if the Malva got the interest, you can't let him keep it? So the Ritva explains, Vizel Lishoine. This is what the Ritva says. Tvias ribis, when somebody charges interest, lehava kishar tvias begezova ino. It's different than the claim of a robbery or the claim of trickery. Ukayitzibem. Because when you were stolen from, or you were tricked into a business deal, and a big scam took place, isle al chavrei shibud mamin, the responsibilities, the issues between these two people is strictly a financial matter. Strictly a financial matter, ela chiyuv hu shechayev akosiv lahachzir. Isser Shabala, it's really a financial matter. You scammed this person out of money. You stole some money out of him. So the Torah says, you got to give back. If you have an obligation, Shechayev HaKosuv LaHachzir Isser Shabala. Tvias Ribis Leib. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. By this, let me read it again inside. Tvias ribis loy have a kishar tvias begezel vano b'yaitzibem. Because over there, it's a shibud moment. Over there, it's a financial discussion between the two parties. By ribis, is chiyuv hu shachayev hakosuv lahachzir isr shabola. The chiyuv of the Rama Allah rachmanuhu. This is a chiyuv that the Torah places upon him. Okay, choiv lamanda omar prius bal choiv mitzvah vishibuddha de rabnasin. Ella, the hasam ika din mamein lechaveirei umahani mechila avalahacha lishamayim uchayiv vishit lekivin shekain like toyalay mechilas chaveirei. The difference between Gezela, Einah versus Ribis. By Gezela and Einah, if you stole from somebody, you have his money. If you have his money, then it's a financial dispute. If he decides you could keep it, you're allowed to keep his money, so he wouldn't fight with you. He could give you his money. It's a financial matter it's solely with the consent of the nigzal, or the one who was tricked into this, to decide if he allowed you to keep it. However, by ribis, it's not a financial matter, because financially you agreed to this. It's not a gzela. Financially you agreed to this. It's the iser, it's the Torah that wants you to give it back. Once it's a Torah dicka thing, it's a Shemayim dicka thing, how is this person saying, I forgive you, you could keep it? Who are you to say that? It's an iser min Shemayim that he overstepped. V'hainu. In other words, Shakavon es ha-go'enim b'hichacha shekol ribis sheba'ela mechili. What do the go'enim mean when they say, by definition, every time a person gives interest, negotiates an interest loan, it's some form of mechila? What does that mean? Mekiv and shekol ribis sheba'ela mechili. Since every ribis is a form of mechila, ela sha'atayra loy machla. It's the Torah that doesn't allow it, the Mechila. The Asur and the Torah prohibits it. Hare Mizeh Muchach, that alone is a proof. Shai Isur de Lekichas Ribus, the prohibition of charging Ribus. V'achiyuv HaChazarasa, and the obligation to return the Ribus. Ein abeged din momen shuchayiv l'chaveirei. That's not a financial discussion. You scammed somebody. You took somebody else's money. Why is it not a financial matter? Because the loiva financially has no rights to this. He agreed to it. So why does the Torah, what does it mean that the Torah still doesn't allow it? It's the Torah, it's an iser, a spiritual thing. Elishu inyin the iser. Sha Torah hitila ala malva. The Torah prohibits the malva together mitzvah. V'chiyuv la'shamayim, a heavenly thing, a Torah-dick thing. And he's enslaved. He's fulfilling a mission that the Torah, the Eibishter, wants by giving it back. It's nothing to do. You don't owe him physically. Gashmius, Geneva, you didn't do. It's something the Torah wants. Therefore, why do I care when the Mechila was done? If a Mechila was negotiated during the beginning of the loan, or what's if he gave it already, and now he's Meichel? Who are you to be Meichel, an issue that the Torah doesn't allow? Even if the Malva got it, he can't be Meichel. Because he won't fulfill his heavenly dues until he returns, not the money that he took, until he returns the iser that he absorbed. That's the opinion of the Ga'anim. What's the arguing opinion? The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that to negotiate a loan, you can't, beribis, that you can't. But once it was already paid, now he could be Meichel. L'chayra, is it not a spiritual matter? So there has to be that even though it's an iser, but it's an iser that the person, the loiva has some say, and therefore, at certain points, he could be Meichel, and his Mechila will help. How does that work? Based on this, we have to say, which they hold, the Mahani Mechila Beribis, they hold that the loiva could forgive the Ribis as long as it was La'achre Shebalo De'a Malva, once the Malva has it already. Then he could be Meichel. Why? Because the Torah Shulchan Aruch says, like, they hold like this. Im ha-yoyishechiyah v'achzaras ha-ribis hu chiyuvah d'rama rachman Allah. You're right. You're right that the fact that I have to give back the ribis is not a financial obligation. I didn't steal. I didn't steal anything from you. It is a chiyuv min ha-shamayim that the chiyuv the Torah places upon me, give back the ribis. The ain't any time shibin mama, and it's not I owe him any money. As the Ritva brings two proofs, and the Rebbe brings in the Ara 20, two proofs to prove that Ribis is not a Shibud Mamin. It's more a Isser. The Kolze, nevertheless, Chiyuv Zeh Shechivay HaTorah, this Chiyuv that the Torah makes you give back the Ribis, or not charge Ribis, even though it's a spiritual thing, Ein Zeh L'Shamayim U'Chayiv. It's not that you're fulfilling this and you're paying back Shamayim. You're paying back. You did something against what the Torah wants. The Torah does not. So now you're making the Torah happy. No. The Torah wants that you should make that person happy. So that person is still involved. Who's that person? The Loiva. Elo the Rama Rachmana Chiyuva Allah. What it means is the Torah placed a Chiyuv on you. Ultimately, the Torah wants you to give back that person what you took from him. You took money that he really needs, and it's not moral for you to take that. The Torah says it's his. So if he, who the Torah wants you to go give it back to, is willing to forgive it, then it's a different ballgame. Hainu sheneschayiv mitzad mitzvah zu. He's obligated due to this mitzvah b'chiyuv lechaveroi to suffice to pay back, to make sure that the chaver, the loiva, gets his money back. So if the loiva is still in the picture, al zeh mahani mechila, then the loiva could decide, I forgive you, I don't want to eat it back. Ukemavur b'divrei haritva, now as it's explained in the words of the ritva l'shitas ha'goinim, that the giving back the ribis because the Torah made it a obligation, and not as a financial matter. It's similar to paying back a loan. Paying back a regular loan is a mitzvah. What does it mean? From one hand, you took a loan from somebody. The guy gave you money. You owe him money. And yet you title it mitzvah. So the concept titling a mitzvah means there is a heavenly, there's a spiritual matter to it too. Elisha ritva chilik udasa goinim ben priyas balchayv lachzoras ribis. The ritva says, according to the goinim, there would be a difference between paying back a regular loan or paying back or giving back interest. The priyas balchayv, when you pay back a regular loan, ika din momen lachaveray. Over there, the guy gave you a loan, you have to pay him back financially what he gave you. It's not only a mitzvah. Umahani mechila. Because the guy gave you a loan, that person, that financial part, he could be meichel. Aval hacha, but by his interest, l'shamayim uchayiv. By the interest, it's the whole setup, according to the Ga'inim, it's all to shamayim. And therefore, Mechila never helps, according to the Goinim. However, Shitas HaRash, the Rush holds, Shigam in Yonashil Mitzvah Achzaras Ribis, even this point of giving back Ribis, who Shechayvasei HaTorah LaHachzer HaSamam Shechisar Es Chaveiroi. The Torah wants you, the reason behind this mitzvah, the reason behind this spiritual mitzvah is to give back. There's a person here. There's a person that's hurting. And that person is still somebody you have to reckon with. It's not solely a spiritual matter. The nimtza. What is the bottom line? No matter which opinion you accept, it really, this money that the ribis, this interest that the malva got, he already got it. The negotiation was done wrong. The loiva agreed to give it. That was already done. And the loiva already paid the loan and already paid the ribis. Now, at this point, when the ribis, the extra $100 is in the already in the malva's wallet, who financially owns that $100? Does it make sense to say that it's really the loiva's? No. Once the loiva gave it, according to any opinion, the financial aspect, the financial view on these $100, it belongs to the malva. mitzad din mamon kishela atzmai. For the financial point, he doesn't have to give it back. Ela mitzad chiyuva derachmano. It's only what the Torah tells you, we want you, the Torah wants you to give it back. The only difference is, according to the Ga'anim, it's totally and only a chiyuva derachmana, and therefore the loiva has no say. According to the Rosh, the chiyuva derachmana is set up to suffice, to help, to give back what this person is missing. So he still has a say. Ois dalet val pizeh yesh levar. Based on this beautiful pshat, we can explain b'pnimis inyonim, according to Chassidus, prat b'din achzoras ribis, a detail about giving back ribis. Hamalva beribis, it says in Shulchan Aruch that somebody who took a loan and charged interest, gave interest, and in the malva gets is holding now interest. Im bo lasis tshuva, if he wants to do tshuva lahachzer ribis and to give it back. Very funny halacha. Ein mekablum imenu. We don't take it back from him. And the Shulchan Aruch says a reason to make sure he's for real. He's not just. We want to make sure he's not somebody that's going to a loan shark and does this for a living. Whatever it is, a guy wants to give back the ribbis. Ein mekablum imenu. The alpha pisha ein mekablum imenu. Yet the Pesukim say, even though we don't take it from him. Chayiv lahachzir lotzis yidei shemayim, to do what the Torah wants you to do, what the yidei shemayim wants you to do, you the malva still give it back. Umikol mokim nevertheless midas chesidus shalei lekabel menu. Yet we should not take it. So what's going on? He should have to give it. We should not take it. Vabir b'zev. The explanation is like this. Amar Azal, Chazal tell us atayra chasam b'mayim shiyisrael. Chazal tell us that the Torah is very careful and even worrisome that a Yid should not waste money. And everything in this world, including the dollar bills, including a Yiddish money, has a purpose. V'atam l'zev, the reason why the Torah is very careful with a Yiddish money, yesh leimar, psak dinu, it's a clear psak din, kol masech l'shem shemayim, everything a Yid does should be for the sake of heaven, kol, everything, even the gashmistic things, even the mundane money, and in all your ways you serve Hashem. B'meila, kivan shezel memoinoi, since you have some money, olav l'kayim sak din zeh, gam b'chol memoinoi, you have to fulfill this masecha l'shem shamayim, da'eyu, even the money. U'b'loshan l'rambam, as the Rambam says, lo yiyah b'libay l'kibbutz mam l'vad, a person should not be in this world just to collect money, 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 money. Ella, there should be a goal. You have to. The goal is l'shem shemayim. So l'shem shemayim da'eyu. B'signatarius chassidus, in the words of chassidus, b'memayinam shel Yisrael, even in the Yiddish money, yeshnam nitzutzim kudoshim, there are holy sparks, hashayachim l'shayres nishmasei, which are connected to his, the malves, if, or the person who has money, to his soul, v'hinei. Since the Eibishter made the world in such a way, the Eibishter set up that person, one of the ways you could make money, wow, it's a good business. You could be a loan shark. It's a possibility to be a loan shark and create and get more money, charge interest. And even more than that, sha'agar notarlei. You charging the delay of the fact that I don't have my money to spend myself, the delay of the time that I am not available, the money is not available to me. It makes sense that I could charge somebody money. Haseichel mechayev b'zeh. Seichel actually agrees with the logic of charging interest, and yet we can't do it. Hare move on. So it's self understood. Shegam ani tzeitzah shebaribis. So it's understood that these holy sparks that you could have gotten through collecting ribbis somehow is connected to your neshama. Ulam, however, because this is money that you could make. Since the Torah does not allow you to get the ribbis, I am not able to purify it in the business way of charging him. And the way you purify your money that you could have made is is by pushing it away, by not charging ribis. Just like the sparks and all the prohibited inyanim, that the way you elevate them is by not having it. So that's typically all the money I could have made by charging ribis, I elevate them. But how about if I already, Rachman al-San, charged the ribis? Is there still a way to elevate them? Amnam, however, once the malva already took the ribis, it's already part of his bank account. Financially, as mentioned before, he has no obligation to give it back if the loiva forgives him. The only reason he has to give it back, only because the Torah says, loiva forgives, if not forgive, you still have to give it back. Even though he transgressed and he went against the Torah by charging the ribis, and therefore you have to give it back. Because the whole elevation of this money is bederech dechia, we still won't take it back. Because this is the way how this money gets back to Kedusha. However, kol heicha sheyesh nederech acheres, anytime there's another way, which gives you the possibility that you don't have to give it back, you have to try as much as you could that this money should stay by you. Because mikivon shani tzutze sheba shayachim usharis nishmasei. So if you would have listened from the get-go, the way you would have elevated it is bederech dechia. But once you already have it, you have to try to do to keep what you got, because you have a way of elevating now in another manner. This is the inner pshat shemidus chesidusi shaloi lekabal achzoras aribis mayabal lotzis hidei shemayim. Even with somebody who wants to do tshuva, we still don't take back the ribis. Ki anetzoytes shebineya the demand the ribis, because whatever holy sparks there are in these ribis shayachim l'sharis neshmasoi shalom alva. Hey. Now we could also understand why there's a mitzvah to charge ribis from a goy. Even though we're not allowed to make him lose money in any other way, like gezel, enah, because this is different. Because these sparks that are in the money, that the goy gives to the yid for giving him a loan, Shayachim heim la malva. Those sparks belong to the yid. Va'olav levareres and litzutzes, and it's the Jew's obligation to elevate meirushus haklipa from the domain of klipa la haloisam lekdusha. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to charge. The pize yuvam, based on this, it will also be understood. Gam mashiyeshaimim, also why there is an opinion that says the mitzvah the lenachri sashich he loirak likach mimenu ribus. It's not only that if you happen to give a goy a loan, make sure to fulfill the mitzvah to charge him ribis. There's actually an opinion that says you should go out of your way to find a goy, to give him a loan, to be able to charge him ribis. Because by the very fact that a goy needs you, a yid, to give him a loan, muchach, isn't that a proven, isn't that a proof that the money is screaming, yid, I want you to elevate this money? Therefore, it's a mitzvah to give him the loan, so you should be able to give him interest, so you should be able to elevate these sparks that are in the gashmi, the money, to Kedusha.